You're listening to SBS News.
The colours of the rainbow are already well represented and supported in the AFL. But despite that, the call has gone out to encourage more members of the LGBTIQ plus community to attend the game between St Kilda and Sydney on Saturday evening and enjoy a welcoming and caring environment. It will be St Kilda rookie Hunter Clark's first experience with the Pride Cup, and he says he's happy to endorse it.
Pride games really to create an environment and space where people, all types of people, can come and feel safe and comfortable. So we encourage as many people as we can to get down and support the cause, because it's a great cause and it's obviously been very successful. So hope to see as many people as we can on Saturday night.
Former AFL player Jason Bourne is the Pride Cup co-founder. Growing up in rural Western Victoria, he struggled with his sexuality. He went public about being gay and the struggles he experienced playing elite level sport while concealing his true identity 6 years ago. He says to go from that personal victory to where the Pride Cup match is today has surpassed even his own expectations.
6 years ago, I could never have imagined that I would be standing before you today with rainbow flags at AFL House, backed by Vic Health and AFL Victoria, with players in their rainbow jumpers from Gippsland and Geelong and Hamilton and Shepparton and Sandringham, from men's footy, from women's footy, from the community to the VFL, all the way up to the AFL.
Ball's story has provided great momentum in the AFL's push to tackle homophobia in the game. When St Kilda and Sydney met in the inaugural Pride Cup match in 2016, it was the first officially sanctioned match of its kind in the world for a professional sporting competition. Some statistics, though, suggest more work and matches like Saturday nights need to be encouraged. A survey has shown nearly 3 out of 5 fans have experienced or witnessed homophobia or transphobia at an AFL game. That's why a new campaign will be launched at the St Kilda Swans match on Saturday, designed to spread the Pride Cup idea far and wide. Pride Cup co-founder James Lolicato explains.
On Saturday, we will be showing the We Are Pride Cup campaign video on the big screen at the AFL Pride game at Etihad Stadium. And that will be a call out for all sporting clubs to get involved and run a Pride Cup in 2019 to make sure that everybody in their club, no matter of their sexuality or gender identity, feels accepted.
Victoria Health says same-sex attracted Australians are up to 6 times more likely to attempt suicide compared with their straight peers, showing the need for acceptance. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.